All right. So, real talk, episode 2, I guess. I have my partner in crime, the bastard I've been with all my life. It's my brother.
Thanks for having me.
You stupid bat. You're gonna be part of the show. It's a show.
Oh, so I'm like a main member.
Yeah, you're gonna be a regular member of this cast. So, this show is gonna be about any random topic that comes up to our minds, and then we're just gonna discuss them. Any and even controversial ones, I really don't care. Fuck you if you think it's offensive. You know, my balls in your mouth. So,
these balls in your chin.
Yeah. So, what's going on?
I don't know, like...
Okay, so, interesting thing. I'm a big fan of the 70s Show.
Oh, that's a good show.
We watched it together. We just watched, like, a few minutes ago.
thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, we did. And stop talking like you're, like, acting. So, we just watch... I watch it, like, every day now.
Okay.
I don't give a shit. I watch Frasier every day as well, so... And I cannot let a show go without pointing out some theories. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, theories. Yeah. You told me about this theory going on.
So, this theory... the main characters are... Including Topher Grace, who plays as Eric Foreman. Yeah?
Yeah.
He's... in season 4... theoretically... He is put into a coma...
Tornado, right?
Yeah, he gets caught in a tornado, and he gets swept up by a tornado, and he goes into a coma. A few main points to point out why he goes, the fans pointed out. He was the only teenager in Point Place High School, which is, like, I guess, the biggest high school out of the teenage population where everyone goes.
Yeah, and the town is really small, right?
The town's, like, small. There's, like, I don't know. So everyone knows 1,000 people there. Yeah. Fucking shit. It's like a hick-ass town.
Yeah.
So, he was the only one... He was the only teenager out that night. And at the ending of the episode...
Yeah.
At the tornado prom episode, it says that at the news, the tornado alert has been... how you say it?
Lifted.
The parents don't hear it, but the viewers seem to hear it, and the subtitles are on for the show. They say, but one teen is critical condition.
Yeah.
The only teen that hasn't known that the tornado was around was Eric.
Yeah.
So... That is one of the main points that could, you know, theoretically...
So, right after the tornado, you're saying that he got lifted up and maybe he went unconscious because of the tornado incident?
Or he went into a coma? People went blind because of fucking...
And that, from that point on, he's in a coma for the rest of the show.
Yeah, for the rest of the show. And there's, like, stuff... I've actually looked into it. I cannot really say. I might have to pull it up, like, on the tablet.
So, outside of his coma dream, what do you think is happening to the actual people?
I mean, aren't you, like, when you're in a coma, don't you dream? Like, I might be mistaken.
I've never experienced a coma.
No, like, I mean, would you know? Like...
There's probably stories about people...
I heard that people hear things when they're in a coma.
Outside talking?
And it might affect their inner, like, thinking or something like that.
Maybe they have, like, astral projection or some shit when they're
just... yeah, astral projection.
Like, they're just flying?
Out-of-body experiences, yeah. So, look. When you're in a coma, I'm still thinking about it. I haven't searched it up yet, but I want to get this... Like, would you know? Like, you hear stuff. That's for sure. That's what I heard. It's 100%, isn't it?
I mean...
You know when you dream?
Where's this coming from? How do you know... did you hear stuff?
I mean, there's so many, some people, like a lot of people say, and even some doctors say that when you're, like, in a coma,
hear voices?
you could hear people talking, I guess.
That's interesting.
Because, like, when you're in a coma, is your, like, brain asleep? Or, like, where is, like, I don't, let
I
me...
Think it's, I think it's, I'm not sure, I think it's, like, a... Your brain's, like, shut off or something? Or some parts of your brain?
It's like a brainwave interruption or something. Like, maybe a seizure. I might be wrong.
So, if a person has a coma for 4 years, he's in a seizure for 4 years?
Might be. So, Hold on. Okay, so it's a period of prolonged unconsciousness brought on by illness or injury. So it doesn't really specify on what it is. It's caused by numerous of things like heart attack, stroke.
Yeah, but what actually happens to your brain when you're in a coma?
Well, let me see. Well, I don't know. What causes it, you mean?
I mean, yeah, what causes it? Like, what happens inside of your head or body?
Hold on. Okay, so a coma. Look, so okay, it says here, someone who is in a coma is unconscious and will not respond to. It will not respond to voices other than other sounds,
mm-hmm.
or other any sort of activity going nearby. The person is still alive, but the brain is functioning at its lowest stage of alertness. So basically, the brain is like not as alert. It's very, very low in alertness.
So the brain is like.
It's not responding to any actions. It has no reaction.
Oh.
So basically, it's not like you're even sleeping. It's basically your brain is like...
Shut off?
It's not shut off. No. Shut off, it means like... So basically, it may mean that... It's like a very deep sleep, I guess. So if you shake them, they don't wake up. So it's like subconscious sleeping.
Then how does a person wake up
from
a coma?
So I would say... So if you're sleeping, you're dreaming. So I guess that maybe points to like something into the theory.
Do people remember their dreams after a coma though, or they forget everything?
I'm not sure.
Can they recall their dreaming memories?
I think they would know they're in a coma. Because they could hear people talk about it.
You don't breathe in a coma, right? They put like an air tube through you?
Maybe, yeah. For like cell life support. So it's hard to characterize the different mental experiences that people have while in a coma. Some of them may have... Look. Some of them may be dreams. Other hallucinations. So dreams, hallucinations could like fit into this theory. Because he's kind of hallucinating. Like in a way... Could be from the drugs or whatever, because you know, in the comments section of the Scientific American article about medically induced comas, people started to share some of what they remember of the experience. So they remember some stuff, but, I mean, when you're like in a coma, like the more you sleep, like I heard, the more like hypersomnia. It's like when you sleep too much.
Yeah.
It causes
brain
some
trauma?
It causes some trauma to the brain. It causes like some deteriorating effects to the brain. Like it will cause like
nosebleeds and shit.
Yeah, it will cause like some bad shit to the brain.
Yeah.
And so the longer you're in a coma, you become like a vegetable.
Oh.
Your brain gets damaged.
You don't wake up the same, right?
No. So, like, because your brain is, like, it's, like, how do I say? Your brain is not active, so it's not getting, like, an exercise.
So it's, like, muscle deterioration.
Well, yeah. The brain matter, the gray matter starts to deteriorate. Oh. And parts, you know, the brain is in charge of the whole body to balance itself, to move the way it's supposed to.
So when you're in a coma too long.
Central nervous system.
When you're in a coma too long, you could go brain dead.
Yeah. Brain death. You become a vegetable, and then they have to put you on life support, which is like...
Then pull the plug.
Morally, I don't know, it's morally debatable, like...
If you're brain dead, I think you're just dead.
It's yeah,
like
but
your
it's,
organs
it's
are functioning,
not, like I said,
your brain's
more, it's
not
morally
working.
Debatable, like, who is it, if you're like, some people could be really religious about it. Some people could be very logical about it, like, they don't want people to suffer the way, if they're not... Like you said right now, like I could understand why you could say that, but I don't disagree with you. Like,
I mean, do you disagree with?
I just said I didn't. I'm like, if you're in a state of like a vegetable state, like, and you don't feel anything.
You can't think.
You don't think. You have no control of your muscle. You have like once you're vegetable, you start to. Muscular dystrophy. Dystrophy. I'll say dystrophy.
Eventually, your organs will shut down.
Your muscles are starting to break down, and the body. I guess the body somehow becomes catabolic because.
Yeah.
We have you and me. We've seen people. We've seen a person.
Yeah.
And we've seen some people with a certain disease that causes muscular catabolism.
Yeah.
So yeah. And it's all from the fucking central nervous system.
Yeah.
Like ALS, it's a fucking scary disease.
They become like us. Yeah, they can't move anymore.
Like, they wither into something like nothing. Like, literally, like skin and bones.
Yeah.
And, like, it catabolizes not only muscles, but also fats, which is like, it's like, I can't even explain it. Cause
that shit's scary.
It is scary. Fucking insane. And not like, even, like, right now, they might know more than they have known, like, 4 years ago. They might know now more, but it's very rare because human studies are very limited. Like you know, like,
people have to like put up their bodies for donation for studies and shit.
Yeah, not even that. Like, it's not like it's a fucking bacterial disease, you know?
It's a mutation, right?
They say it's a mutation, like, so. I've read it if it's a mutation, but there's like many theories out there that medical theories that point out other things.
They haven't.
It could be in genetics, even, who knows.
They haven't come to like a final answer or anything yet.
There's no conclusion to it. So, a disease like this, it's like it's very complex. It's central nervous system. I mean, by now you would have thought they would have a cure for Parkinson's.
Or maybe explain to the people. Maybe they don't know what we're talking about right now.
Okay, so we're stemming from a fan theory to a very complex and controversial issue. Keep up.
Now tell them about the name of the disease.
We're talking about like central nervous disease.
We're
talking about disease in general.
Oh, okay.
So look at this. They have Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, which is like a very It's a central or like a central nervous or a neurological disease that affects parts of the body. So like Parkinson's affects the muscles, Alzheimer's affects the brain deterioration. Well, it's brain deterioration.
Yeah, but how does that stuff form and like how?
Well, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, it's genetics.
Yeah, but how does your brain start to deteriorate out of nowhere?
Because it has something to do with the. I might be ignorant. I'm close to being very ignorant with this topic.
It's the same as like ALS, right? Something happens to your body that.
No, they say something gets in the genes with ALS. Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, it's genetics.
So your body starts attacking
itself? That's like breast cancer.
Does your body start attacking itself or something?
Something like that. It's like something like that.
So it's like some kind of.
It's like a response. It's like a negative feedback to it or something.
Oh, so it's like a. Okay.
You know how you get like a hormonal feedback, like when you're like puberty, shit like that.
So it's the genes, probably, right?
Well, like, look, when you're in Alzheimer's, your brain deteriorates. So basically, you lose like central nervous system functions.
Yeah.
So like muscle control, like all the shit that you do with your central nervous is directly connected.
What about dementia? Doesn't dementia have to do with deterioration of the brain?
Yeah, everything like mental state, your physical
state. How's it different from Alzheimer's?
What?
Like the deterioration.
We're talking about Alzheimer's.
Yeah, but dementia.
Dementia, I mean, like, parts of your brain start to deteriorate. Your hippocampus, basically where your memory is stored.
Certain parts of the brain?
It starts to be destroyed, dude.
But it's certain parts of the brain? Compared to
No, it like, it's very progressive. It's progressive. It's, like, all around the brain.
But how is it, like, what is it, like, compared to Alzheimer's?
It's like a synapse thing. It's like a neuron thing. It's not, like, a neural response. I'm not really sure. Might have to do something with the receptors of, like, you know, getting the brain. You know how you... You know, look, like, for instance, Parkinson's, right?
Yeah.
It's like, look, the brain gets fucked up somehow, and that affects the whole fucking body. Because when Parkinson's occurs, it's when the brain doesn't produce enough, what? dopamine for the muscles, and it causes you don't have enough sensitivity or the what's it called the how you when the contraction of muscles, which dopamine is responsible for, and and when you don't produce enough, or you don't produce enough at all, it starts to you lose control of your muscle. What's it called? Your muscle what? Contractions.
Yeah, contraction.
You don't contract it at all. You start.
Doesn't that
to
cause
shake.
Organ failure?
Huh?
Later on, doesn't that cause organ failure?
Maybe. Parkinson's. I'm not sure. I'm very ignorant to this. Like I said, I'm very ignorant. I might know some of the general stuff about it, like the. The negative side effects of all this, but I'm not very into specific details about it. So,
okay. Next topic.
Just rambling on.
Oh.
Yeah,
so like Muhammad a medical Ali, medical like Muhammad, podcast or something.
Yeah. No, it's not medical. What the fuck are you talking about?
We're talking about diseases.
So, the medical like Muhammad Ali. He suffered from Parkinson's.
Yeah, like very bad Parkinson's.
Yeah, it was like very substantial. It had a very substantial toll on his body.
He was a boxer for so long, and he got hit in the head, right? So that might have caused it.
No, like again, a lot of boxers. Alzheimer's is it's like very partly due to genetics.
Yeah, but like, don't a lot of fighters have Alzheimer's? I mean, not Alzheimer's, Parkinson's.
Could be. I'm not sure. I'm not very. I'm not.
It has
very,
to do with something being hit in the head.
I'm not very articulate on the whole top. The whole. I know that NFL players are very subjugated to
concussions.
Yeah, they're very vulnerable to concussions, and they're very afterwards. They're very vulnerable to brain deterioration, shit like that. That causes like, you know what? You got something there. Actually, they cause like Parkinson's or like Alzheimer's. So you got something there. Because it's all that fucking shock to the head, to the body.
Have you seen a scan of a?
It looks like it's actually when I was like still in a freshman year, I saw a movie, Will Smith. He was like playing as like a Nigerian doctor.
Yeah,
it was a bad movie, but I kind of got into the fact that NFL players are getting this fucked up in the
brain damage,
and they're not even talking about it. They're not even like disclosing the fucking issue.
They probably don't care.
They're hiding it. No, they're hiding it.
They're told to hide it, probably, maybe.
Yeah, because it's
money.
It's a multi-billion-dollar corporation. It's the NFL. They got all those million-dollar sponsors: Coca-Cola, Adidas, Nike's, like shit.
Yeah,
dude. Like, look, corporation will always do something. They will always be trying to hide.
Yeah.
The negative consequences of the negative outcomes and everything like that. The negativity they'll start to keep out, but they'll keep the positivity and the idealistic point, the view of sports. Like, you know, like, there's, like, cheating in sports.
Yeah.
Like the fucking John... Wait, was it John Jones? Like, you know, in the UFC? Like, John Jones?
I don't keep up with the...
Well, yeah, so sports. I think it was John Jones who got, like, tested positive for,
steroids?
For PE drugs. Oh. Performance enhancers.
I think a lot of people do that these days.
Yeah, they might do like fucking.
You don't get caught, right?
Like I've noticed. Like, remember when Khabib? How you say his name? Khabib. We say Khabib.
Khabib.
Khabib. I don't want to be angry. It's Khabib, right?
Yeah.
I know who he is. Yeah. But I just have trouble pronouncing this motherfucker's name.
I guess it's Khabib, but in certain languages, you could say Khabib.
Habib. Oh, it's Habib. I'm sorry, but the motherfucker's last name is tricky. Nurmagomedov.
It's really long. That's what she said.
So, remember, like, this was like a year ago, right? Like a year ago, something like that. The fight. McGregor versus Nurmagomedov.
No, it was not a year ago. It was like months ago.
Dude, when I saw McGregor come out, I already knew something was gonna fuck. He was gonna fucking lose at the moment he came out.
I had some hope, but then I lost.
I saw your face at the fight. I was like scared for McGregor. What the fuck?
I was like, I lost all hope for him, and he won on the floor. He got
he's
raffled,
fucked,
yeah.
Dude. He's fucked. I was like, dude, he's on the ground. I've seen.
I mean, he had a pretty good. He was trying to get out of it. He lasted longer than other people.
I don't know about that.
He lasted longer than other people.
Yo, Khabib was even like, I've watched some videos. Like, Khabib was even like talking to him, dude, just give up and I won't kill you. Yeah, actually, that was worse for McGregor. I even felt sorry for the guy. Because we all know that McGregor is the winner, the notorious
Mac. Didn't he say it's just business?
It's just business, yeah.
He said that, right?
He says that to everyone. It's just business. Just go. Let go, man. He's just, like, easing them into losing,
dude. He doesn't care about his title, right?
He cares about his fucking title. The motherfucker never lost. Dude, after the fight, he even went on fighting even the outside crowd, and he still beat the shit out of them.
Dude, the guy wrestles bears.
Even from a young age.
Yeah.
So, this guy's a warrior.
Why the fuck would you fight him?
He's a fucking barbarian warrior, dude. Dude, so, look, when I looked at that fight, it was a massacre.
In the beginning, it was going well, but, like...
It wasn't going well. It was slow paced. You looked at McGregor. You was like, McGregor doesn't know what the fuck to do.
He's trying to like. He was trying to keep his distance. Yeah. And go for the legs.
Yeah, like when you look at Khabib, Khabib is like a fucking wrestler. He's not a striker.
Yeah.
He's like judo.
He puts you down and then like wax at your head.
Like he could throw some punches.
Yeah.
Like when he throws punches, it was like a Vulcan gun. I don't know what the fuck how to explain it. He went at it. He was like 10 punches. In a second.
When he puts somebody on the ground, he doesn't punch them. He just, like, pounds at their head.
Dude, it's something. Just swinging. He's just swinging. It's not like even boxing professional punches or, like, professional MMA strikes. It was, like, swinging. The only thing he does professionally is, like, wrestle or, like... It's, like... How do I explain? It's, like, wrestling. I don't want to say jiu-jitsu. It's, like, pure Roman Greco wrestling. He goes for the legs. Like, it's not like high school wrestling. This is, like, deadly wrestling.
High school wrestling is nothing compared to
like they do in the professional. He aims to what do they call when he goes for you, like when he attacks you? They call him he's gonna maul him. It looks like he's about to break your fucking arm. It looks like he's about to break your leg.
He's fast.
He's fast.
He goes for the legs and puts you down.
Out of all that, I always thought he would have like a. He's physically fit, but I thought he would be, like, more, like, muscular.
He's lightweight. He's a lightweight fighter.
What is he, like, featherweight?
Yeah, he's a featherweight.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be able to take down the mountain or some shit. You know the mountain?
What the fuck? That's not professional, dude.
No, but what if he went up against him? You think he'd be able to take
McGregor down... McGregor tried.
He couldn't do anything to
him. Dude, it's all about mass as well. If he goes for the legs, the mountain won't even move. Khabib will break his back trying to pick up the fucking mountain. He'll have Everest crashing down on him. So look at this, Khabib. What was it?
Mountain's like 400 pounds, right?
Oh yeah. I was gonna say something about McGregor. Shit, I was gonna say something about McGregor. Whatever. We'll get back to it. Let's see. So, what was it?
Are we switching topics?
No, we're not switching topics. I'm trying to remember what the fuck I was going to say.
I don't even know what you're going to start saying.
No, you got to participate more, you bastard. Okay, so I was going to say something about
McGregor. Dude, it's 11. It's like almost 11 o'clock.
We're almost done.
I'm fucking, you know.
Participate more, you bastard. What the fuck are you doing? Okay, so... I forgot what I was going to say, to be honest. Something about Khabib and... about McGregor.
Like, what, the fight?
Not the fight. Something about McGregor. Oh, yeah. There it is. So, look at... So, you know, like, when Khabib is hungry, he's like a wolf. He will go at you. He will defend his style. He doesn't give a shit about the money. He cares about honor and the fight and the keeping his record clean.
I like the hat he wears. I want a hat like that. The sheep wool, whatever.
You have to kill the sheep or something like that. Maybe, I don't know.
I heard those hats are pretty expensive. I don't know.
Those, for here? Or if you go over there, they'll sell for like 500 free? Bucks.
Free, probably.
It's not free. They'll try to rip you off. Remember the Caribbean?
Oh my God.
There's a 99-cent chip bag there will cost $10. No, $10, dude.
Remember the Twix bars?
Oh yeah, like it was like what, three, like
five.
$5. $5 for like two small ass Twix.
Yeah.
Whatever. So look at this, the notorious Mac, Conor McGregor.
I bought the $5 Twix, The bar is there.
You dumb. You dumb. The buffets were fucking shit too.
I don't know.
So look at this. McGregor.
It's all inclusive.
Why McGregor is such shit now? I know the reason why. He's not hungry anymore. He got the he has the money.
Right, he's like a millionaire.
From shit. The McGregor, from the what's it called, the
Mayweather
fight. The Mayweather fight. He earned like from that fight he lost. He still earned like $100 million. He banked out of that. Which is great. Now he's like spending that money like fucking crazy.
The UFC
like,
grew so much
since, because of McGregor.
That since like a few years ago. It grew like that's, so much.
He has sponsors.
Yeah.
He's the highest paid athlete in the UFC. Why?
Who's the highest paid athlete in the world?
Oh man, I think it's Messi.
Really?
Yeah. Ronaldo, Messi. Oh no, you know what? I wanted to say Messi, but I think it's Mayweather.
So, soccer or football players? Like.
Yeah, because all the sponsors, the salary from the. You know,
contracts, right?
You know, rich guys own that shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, billionaires own these fucking teams.
Yeah.
Like, Mark Cuban owns the Knicks.
Oh, yeah, he owns the basketball team, right?
Yeah, he owns. I might be wrong. Fuck, I'm wrong, dude.
No, he owns a basketball
team. He owns a basketball team, but I don't know. I think it's like the. What is it? I forgot what it was.
I think it's the Knicks.
Is it the Knicks?
Whatever. Sure.
I think maybe it is. So he's a billionaire. He invests in. Maybe, like. I
wouldn't. Well, he was on Shark Tank, right? I used to watch that show.
I watched a few episodes. It's kind of cringy to watch.
Sometimes. It's not cringy. It's just some of the people that go in there are so stupid.
Yeah. Or maybe sometimes they pass up good deals and they don't know what the fuck they're missing.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching a, like.
There was a sponge with a smiley face on it. But the guy did pretty well. With the sponge.
Yo, mainly the reason why people, it's like trolling. You know, you go on the show, you get out of the show, it's like, we're not going to invest into this. The guy gets out, starts selling this bitch on the fucking internet.
Yeah.
Banks out, dude. He earns, like, his mil, and he's gone. He was like, oh, shit. Just a troll. This was like, it's like just like a meme, you know? Boom. So, I saw one of a YouTuber. I forgot, was it Alpha M? You know Alpha M? He's like a YouTuber for I don't know, for men's like fucking what's it called, like men's relation, men's life. It's like it's like for men.
I think I know who you're talking about.
It's like this guy looks like a pixie fairy.
he's like he has like blue eyes.
No, he doesn't. He's like short, and he's like I don't know how to explain it though.
Does he have a tattoo in his eye?
Does a tattoo? Like a dot?
Yeah.
He has an earring too.
Yeah, I know who that is.
He looks like the Kibler elf.
He gives like advice to men. Yeah. Or something. Yeah.
And he always sponsors something in his video.
Yeah.
That dude's making money, dude.
He's like, I watched the video like because I don't know, maybe it's him.
It helps. It helps.
No, I was curious one day, why do men wear earrings? He's like, don't put it on this side or this side. It makes you.
Wait, both sides signify that you're gay?
No, it's one side. I think it's the right side.
Is it left side?
I'm not sure. I forgot.
It's not. Is it a thing?
He's like, if you put it on the wrong side, people are going to think that you're homosexual.
Yeah.
That's why I watched that. I don't know.
That's why you watched that video? For that very reason? What are you wearing, earring?
No, because other people, like. In my
school. You just wanted to know.
Yeah,
I was curious about that, too. I never got around to that.
Why the fuck are people wearing earrings?
Yeah. So, so he was on Shark Tank, and he has his brand. I think it's called Tiege Hanley. It's a big meme right now on his channel. It was always been. It's like, what about why are you promoting other things than you're not in your products? This motherfucker has products, and he's not promoting it on his show. I mean, on his, like, YouTube channel. He went to Shark Tank and promoted there. It's like, no. They're like, I don't know if they...
Is he making good money off of it now?
What's
the product? Like, what is it?
It's like a men's, like, grooming products. Like, fucking damp salt, sea salt spray for your hair. Oh. To keep it damp. But, yeah, like, not for, you know, brittle. Keep it moisturized. I don't know. Like, face wash or something like that. You know, I don't know. Shit like that. And I think it's going good for him.
Yeah.
This motherfucker bought 2 lofts. I don't know. He lives like in a huge ass loft. He's wearing Rolexes. He's doing good.
Damn.
I respect shit like this, you know? He told a story. He's like from he's from a bad place. He lost money before. He invested. He got fucked over. But then he turned around. You know? lives what light about, bulb now, but his wife.
What about Keanu Reeves? Does Keanu Reeves have a bad, like, past?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard
what about. Was his past again? I forgot.
So
I heard he had a bad past.
Like...
He's lonely.
I
right
love
now,
the guy. I love this guy.
Yeah, he's a good actor. And he's, like, humble.
He's a humble guy. I don't know him personally, but I wish I did, honestly. Yeah, if I ever want...
There's, like, a lot of good stories about him.
The only person I would like to, like, you know, ever meet, like, any celebrity, if I had a choice, I'll meet this guy.
Yeah.
He's breathtaking. Yeah, you saw the...
You know the sad Keanu meme?
Yeah.
Where he's sitting
he
on
is
the bench.
Actually sad. I think he's actually sad, but he's a really nice guy. You know how sad... You know how... I don't know yet, but we'll get around to that. I wanted to say something, but he's like the sad patch, right? So basically, I think he had a wife or a girlfriend. I'm not sure. I think it's first sadness started first with
his friend. Had a best friend. Yeah, his best friend died.
I think it was River Phoenix.
Yeah,
they were like friends. They because after like a movie shoot, they were, I think what was it? My Own Private Idaho. I think it was.
I'm not sure what movie.
I love that movie, dude. I love that movie.
Well, it was one of his first movies.
It was like one of his first serious movies, I think.
Like action?
It's not action. It's like a drama.
Oh.
So I think he starts there. I might be mistaken, dude. I'm not sure. Let me just look this up. Keep the conversation in mind so I didn't fuck this up. So, River Phoenix, My Own Private Idaho. My Own Private Idaho. It's loading really slowly. And I'm now using the Artemis. Alright, let me see. Okay, so... Yeah. So, yeah. It's River Phoenix and Keanu Reeves together. So...
What did his friend die from?
You never read about River Phoenix?
No, I...
He's like one of the most famous actors in Hollywood.
I heard about him, but...
Okay, you remember the movie Stand By Me about those kids that go find a dead body?
Yeah.
It's like, so the fat kid, I think, no, that's not, shit, I forgot who the fuck Griffin.
There's like a Family Guy, or Family Guy parody.
Yeah, about. Yeah. I think Pete with Chance, I feel like.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
And then they go on their own ways, right? And then this one becomes a drug addict.
Oh, yeah. This one. Remember how Quagmire was playing as the kid, he walks away, he's like, he overdosed in the Viper Room? That was basically River Phoenix.
He overdosed?
He overdosed like on a speedball.
So
basically it's like heroin and cocaine mixed together.
Oh shit.
That's a bad way to go.
Die instantly, right?
Yeah. And it was like his best friend. Like,
oh, it's like 70 shows, Lori.
That's fucked up. No, we'll get to that.
Dude, this should be called the ADHD podcast.
Attention disorder podcast. We have different topics, but we can't keep our minds on one. So that was his best friend. That's his first loss. And then he had like I forgot the woman's name. I think it was Simcha mm-hmm. Junior, something like that. It was his girlfriend or wife. She had a child. And it was miscarried at first. Yeah, so that...
With Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, that was his child. That was going to be his child, but I think she miscarried. Shit. Or the child died later afterwards. I'm very ignorant. It's still... I've read this, but I'm not... I don't remember very well. So, and then she dies from in a car crash. From a car accident. That's a very bad... That's a unfortunate event. That's a trail of unfortunate events. And that's why they call... him, that's what makes him, that's why I view him as a sad person.
And he still acts like,
yeah, he's a very kind. He's a very nice guy. He's like, he gave most of his check from Matrix up to the cast and shit like that.
I heard
because
that
because they didn't get paid in time.
I saw pictures with he was talking with like a hobo.
Oh yeah, and he like shared food with him. Yo, yeah. That is fucking heartwarming, you know.
Not a lot of people do that. A lot of people just pass by.
He doesn't care, dude. He's like very nice. He's like, I saw a fucking, you seen these videos, right? Like, he's in the subway, giving up seats to him. He doesn't even care who knows him, who doesn't know him. He just gives up the seat.
Oh, yeah, I saw that video.
And you know how our mother loves him? Like, she's like in love with him. I bet any woman would be in love with this dude.
He's probably like sad inside, though, still. Because of all the things that happened to him. People just don't forget about that stuff, you know?
Like... He used to be like if you look, like I watched like interviews like of him back like in the 90s, he was like such a different dude. like before all the stuff
like
happened.
What? How different?
He was like a chill dude. Like he was like very chill.
He was, how's that different from now?
Well, back then he wouldn't like. Right now, like, you know, he's like from, like, you know how he talks with his hands.
Yeah.
What? He didn't do that back then. He was very chill, like very shy, very introverted.
Oh, he's pretty successful now too.
He's
right?
Like he's
a motorcycle company. I saw a video recently.
Yeah, he's passion. He's doing what he's passionate about, and yeah, I respect that. We should take that into account. You know, like
yeah, he doesn't have just the movie career. He has other things going on.
I mean, what's that movie called? Always Be Mine, whatever that movie's called, like on Netflix, like with Ali Wong, came out. You haven't seen that?
Mm-mm.
It's like this chef. This woman is a chef, and then like we've seen this. Like he's guest starring in this movie as her boyfriend, and the guy's jealous of her.
Wait, like, what's the who was
the
main character?
Asian lady
the main
with
character?
The glasses. What?
Who's the main character in the movie?
Ali Wong. She's like that.
No, I've never seen that movie.
It's like on Netflix. He's guest stars it, and guess what?
Netflix movie.
It's pretty good. I like this. Very funny. Like he goes with John Wick on his ass. You're like the guy. I forgot the guy's name. He played like in you know the guy that played in The Interview. That's Kim Jong Un.
Yeah.
He played in that movie. He goes fucking.
That was a good. That was a funny movie.
Yeah. Fucking John Wick goes ape shit on fucking Kim Jong Un's ass. He starts judo choking this motherfucker. It's funny. And he was doing this. He actually shot a few parts in this movie while he was doing John Wick 3. On the same day, I think. John Wick 3 is like, it's like a revival of the Keanu Reeves we knew back from Matrix. It's like dedication. Like martial arts, gun manipulation.
Matrix was like ahead of its time when it was made.
Yeah, it was.
It was like
one of
the best movies out.
Yeah.
At the time.
You hate them. You said you didn't like it.
No, the Matrix?
Yeah.
No, I don't hate Matrix. It's just sometimes.
It's like too much, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too
like
much. There's too much. The movies, they feel like they're too long, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't watch them like.
You don't. I don't feel like I don't.
Over again.
Long movies, like. I don't feel like that way about The Godfather. I could fucking watch
The Godfather. I watched
all
the movies.
It's interesting.
I watched all movies, but I can't rewatch it. It's just gonna take too much time.
What do you mean? The Godfather?
Yeah, each movie's like, 4 hours?
I'm not saying watch all of them. I'm saying, like, watching, like, one Godfather movie.
Yeah, but if I start watching.
One and two. Count me out of the third one. Fuck that. Third one was, like, I don't know. I didn't feel it.
The crazy part was, like, where he got ambushed.
What do you mean?
The toll booth, remember?
The toll booth? Oh, yeah, the brother?
Yeah, he got sprayed down by, like,
yo,
10
that
people.
Is fucked up, dude.
They took out the Thompsons. They're, like.
You know, since, like, you and me, like, are, like, well, I don't know, are we, like, described as millennials or something like that? I really don't fucking know,
I
really don't fucking care.
Are you a millennial?
I don't fucking know. Am I?
No, you're not a millennial.
I don't give a shit, like, I feel like millennials are, like, very, very progressive politically, but I'm not. I feel like I speak my fucking mind.
Conservative?
I'm not conservative. I'm very, like. I'm progressive, like I'm very progressive liberally, but I'm not conservative about like fucking traditional American values, I guess. Is that what conservative is? Like when you say conservative, right? You're talking about what? Like abortion laws, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So
recently that it's a state in the South. Wait, what state is it?
Alabama, I think.
Alabama? Yeah, I think it's Alabama. They started castrating rapists.
No, that's fucking.
No,
lies.
They did. It's they legalized castrating rapists.
That's inhumane. That's really.
Yeah.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
No, I'll show you.
Okay, so shut up. So shut up.
It's like on like.
That is some fucking inhumane shit. What do we live in Thailand?
No, it's
Thailand's
it's
a
real.
Shit like this, dude. I bet they'll drug his testicles across the cactus.
I don't know, but it's real.
Pull out the pricks out of his balls, dude. So, abortion laws is like, what the fuck, dude? Something just flew in my eye. These goddamn moths. So, like.
Yeah, Alabama government okays chemical castration for some sex offenders.
So, who has to okay this? The warden or some shit?
It's, Alabama government Kate Ivey signing a bill that virtually outlaws abortion and so other things.
Yeah, this sounds like some 50s Jim Crow law shit.
It's crazy. Chemical castration.
This is like that's what conservative laws are. That's what I feel.
Like, you think this is right? Chemical castration. So fuck no. Some sex offenders.
Well, I don't know.
Like, the really, like, bad sex offenders that...
Dude, if it's, like, sex offenders, like daddy on daughter shit, like, fuck that, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Look at this. It's not like even a political side of it, you know? Conservative do, like, you say yeah, but, like, liberals would say no, like... But, look, you got to look at it like at a parent's point. If a parent found out, like, their child was, like, you know, like, sexually assaulted or, like, raped or something like that, you would want to kill that motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
Knife his ass out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to put this bitch here. I'm going to put my roach over here, bitch. So, I feel like conservatives are very blind to people's situations compared to they're scared of moving on with their political what's it called, with their political sides, whatever. I don't know what to say about this.
Some countries banned gay people, like Russia.
Yeah, Russia,
India.
Yeah, that's
India's
fucked
like
up.
Really
See,
against them.
Shit like that, I don't fucking stand by. I'll never stand by that type of shit. Like, you like stopping people from being like, you know.
Yeah, Russia has a lot of homosexual people.
Dude,
in
like,
the population.
Remember what I think I told you about this? Like, what the fuck? This is in New York. Shit is like flying around people's houses. So look at this. Kadyrov, the fucking Chechen Republic guy, motherfucker.
Yeah.
This guy is like fucking putting homosexuals or like gay people.
Oh, in like a concentration camp or some shit.
Yeah, he's putting these motherfuckers in a concentration camp, which is like, it's like genocide, dude.
Yeah.
He's like they're not even.
That's against like human rights.
Not even like trying to put them in like jail or anything.
It's like human rights violation, right?
Genocide. Dude, that is fucking. That's not even. That's like universally wrong.
Yeah.
Just because a guy likes another guy, that's wrong. Like, that's... You have to kill the dude? It's a very... See, that's what conservative is. That's a fucking country that's, like... that's a country controlled by religious... bias. It's bias. Like,
yeah.
Religious bias. They have, like, what? Like, what? There's... What... Like... I'm not trying to insult, like, I respect every religion. I'm just trying to point out, like, there's, like, laws in Islam, like, Sharia.
They're, and, like, outdated.
Shia and Sharia law.
Yeah.
And, like, there's countries that are controlled by it, like, and there's republics controlled by it, like, the Chechen Republic. And, shit like this happens, or they just normally, they're, like, taught not to like people like this.
Yeah.
Or people who have, like, these feelings, or people who have view, like...
It's, like,
have
it's like
different
passed
views.
Down. It's, like, passed down.
It's, some, like, they're used to conservative views, like, the same thing,
yeah.
You know? The guy has many wives and, like, stuff like that, which is, like, common over there.
Yeah.
And the woman stays at home, cooks, and the man works, and is, like, the alpha over there. And, but here it's different, like, everyone has the equal right to live the way they want.
Yeah.
You know, like... You could practice any religion here, but there's like some extent to what you could practice here, because like if your religion involves killing yourself and offering yourself to the gods, it's like that's not allowed. That's like suicide.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be like, so you know, like, shit, what the fuck's that smell? Is that the towel?
You could be put under arrest if you're like If you tell your friend or anybody that to go kill themselves, right? You could be put under arrest for that. It's like assist suicide.
Well, it's like it's called involuntary manslaughter. It's like, remember how we talked.
Is it assistance of suicide?
No,
like you're
assistance
telling them,
of suicide. Is
if you're
like,
telling them to do.
No. Assisted suicide is more like when you like so basically assisted suicide is not only. You're assisting someone with suicide.
Yeah.
You're actually like causing the murder. So it's like it's
Like, you're setting it up?
It's like first-degree murder in some way. Because you're planning on killing this person because they asked you to. And that's illegal. You're killing a person. You're killing a human being. Yes. Like, if a guy, for instance, if a person asks another person, it's like,
help me kill myself.
Yeah, help me. I want to end this. And the guy says, okay, for what fucked up reason? I don't know why. he's like,
oh, okay. There was a case like that.
We talked about
this. No, it was not suicide exactly, but it was like the story where this German guy, I think you know this, but it's like, he put up like a thread somewhere, and he said, he's like, come to, like, he's like, message me if you want to be cannibalized.
I think this was a dark web forum, wasn't it?
I don't know.
This was some fucking thread.
I saw it in some YouTube video or some.
Oh, yeah. And some guy said yes, and he came over and shot the guy, whatever, like, something like that.
He ate his fucking dick off, and then he ate his body.
Yeah. So.
I think the plan was only to eat the.
Some people have, like, different. Like, you know, when you eat chicken, you want to eat the ass. The chicken? That's the best part of the chicken. Some good old ass chicken ass. You know what I'm saying? So. What was I saying about what? What?
We were talking about suicide.
Oh, yeah, so, like, what we talked about once is about suicide, so, before we start talking about this, I would like to point out that if you're having any problems with suicide or any thoughts of suicide, and please contact the National Suicide Hotline. Search up on Google, you will find the number over there, and they'll get you the help you need. Okay, onward to the continuation of this topic. Again, publicly talking about, like, stuff like this, it's, like, not really, it's not allowed.
How is it not allowed?
Well, I don't know, people get offended by this stuff. Like, if you, like, have opinion on it, it's, like, people get, like, offended because they dislike the ignorance of people, because if you don't know enough about it and you're talking about it as if you know. You know what I'm talking about? Like, won't you get, like, angry at someone, like, if you find some topic very sensitive to you and you feel like they're ignorant about the topic?
I wouldn't be angry.
I mean, I'm open-minded. I'm open-minded about
things. Yeah, I wouldn't be angry about that.
I mean, people
can listen. I'd be interested in what they have to say.
Yeah. I mean, like, okay, so continuation of this topic goes on, and since suicide is more, like what you're talking about, like, telling someone to kill themselves and they actually do it, that's involuntary manslaughter. I mean, we've looked this up, I think. You told me about
this. But can you go to prison for it?
Yeah, you can.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, you're, like, pushing someone to the edge.
Yeah, but how long can you go to prison for that?
Whoa,
like, shit. A long time?
Well, I'm not sure about the law. You could go to jail for, like, 20 years for that shit, I think.
Really?
I'm
yeah, that's fucking crazy.
I think I've looked it up, yeah. And some states are very harsh on, like, some states even still give death penalties.
Yeah, like, a select few.
Right? Yeah.
Like, what? Does Texas?
Texas? I would say, I think Texas does. Louisiana, for sure. I know that for sure.
Louisiana, yeah.
Florida does.
Really?
So, yeah, some, very few northern states do. Like, I think Idaho does it. I think Texas does it. Louisiana does it.
Or Wisconsin?
Missouri does it, I think.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, I'm not sure. No, it doesn't. It's a liberal state.
It's not a lot.
Like,
what about California, no?
No.
California is like New York.
It's like a blue state. It's like Democratic. You know what I'm saying? It's like conservative. Like, there's shit in the South is very conservative. It's very, like, primitive.
Not all southern states are conservative.
No, most of them are. Like, I don't know. Like, okay, so name one state. So name one. Virginia is very progressive.
Virginia South, right?
Should it count as part of the South, yeah. It's very South. It's like South.
Well, South Dakota.
South Dakota? That's North. So, yeah, it's like farmish, hick ass stuff, you know? Yeah. So, yeah. So, and since your question is, it's a crime. It's murder. It's not murder, but it's involuntary murder.
I didn't know the government will allow chemical castration.
No, it's allowed. It's a choice, though.
That's fucking...
Oh, wait. You're talking about, like, sex offenders, right? They have a choice. I've heard about this.
The state?
Like, you have a choice of attending, like, sexual, sex offenders, rehab or something like that?
Or they have to say yes?
They have to pick one. Or either you go to jail.
Oh, so you go to jail, you get chemically castrated?
Basically, this is like your parole. Like, you're paying your debt to society this way.
By getting castrated.
Not castrated, chemical castrated. Like, this thing suppresses your testicles from producing testosterone.
But you could go free if you do that? Is that the...
Yeah, I mean, like, you're not even feeling it anymore. I mean, testosterone is the main sex hormone for arousal and stuff like that.
So you just go free after you take that?
Yeah. I mean, that it's one of the two.
I mean, it's the person that's still crazy, though.
I mean, it's like, look, they have a choice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're physically cutting off, but it's like it's.
I know, but isn't the person?
It's still your probation.
The person's still gonna go crazy, though. He's gonna like.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not really too into it, but it's like suppressing any sex hormone. That you have.
Yeah, but if a person's a sex offender, isn't he like?
I mean, that's what I said. Sex hormones that cause arousal will be suppressed.
Even if he doesn't have sexual hormones, is he gonna like? He's still gonna be a criminal. He's gonna do something.
He might if he stops taking them, but they'll check on him. I bet. Parole officers check on their what's it called? I'm not sure what it.
If he runs away to another state,
then.
He's gonna be transported. They'll put up back?
A warrant for his arrest in other states, and he'll be extradited to other states.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, if you put the trial death row trial, your trial would be like in the states where you're from. Like, most of my knowledge of law, I've learned from Law and Order SVU.
Oh, Law and Order was
that was show. My shit, dude. But that thing fucked me up a little bit. No. The fucking episodes were weird as hell. Like, the brother was a sister, but the brother was a sister all along. There were two sisters?
No, some of the episodes, like, got me confused on some shit.
Like, there was, like, the episode this one talking about. Oh, there was, like, a brother and a sister, but the brother was always a sister to the other sister.
Okay.
Because there was some kind of botched...
some of the episodes were mind fucks.
Dude, they were weird. They were dark as fuck. The way that he... Yo.
She almost got... I remember she went to prison once. And she almost got raped by the...
Who?
The warden.
Who are you talking about?
In Law and Order, remember? She almost got raped by one of the guards or the...
What? Was it a cop?
The woman. Remember the woman detective? What? The woman
detective. I see.
She went to the prison. She acted as a prisoner.
Oh, I remember that. That was a messed up episode.
One of the guards almost raped her, and then the cops came
in. They were looking for a guard that was raping people? Yeah, okay, so... Yeah.
Or the warden. I don't remember what that is.
Yeah. Yeah, shit.
That probably happens today.
That's still... I think that does happen. I mean, you watch The Orange is the New Black?
No,
I mean, rape is no laughing matter. Even if you are a criminal. Treat someone how you would want to be treated, you know?
Yeah.
Know thyself, or... Like, don't sleep with your neighbor's wife.
Don't sleep with the neighbor... What if the neighbor's wife consents?
Is she married?
Yeah, what if she...
That's not fair, then. Just because the dude loves her and the bitch is like... Wah.
But it doesn't count as rape.
It's not rape. I'm not talking about rape. I'm talking about, like... It's wrong, like, it's wet.
Don't do it because you could.
Yeah. But it's not right. It's like virtue, you know, like knowing.
Yeah, what's right.
Yeah, so basically, the Bible teaches you, like, I think the Bible's main concept is teaching people morals. Virtue. More, yeah, the right morals, the right principles to live by. Like, be nice to, like, you love one. Know thyself, love the other one, have control over yourself. Like, you know, like, the seven sins.
Yeah.
Like, if you let your feelings, like, your deepest, like, powerful emotions overpower you, it could cloud your true judgment against, you know, with your life. Like, lust, if you have, like, for instance, like, if you have, like, if your dick is, like, doing the, if your dick has the brain for, like, for the rest of your life, you're gonna be, and you got like you're running after pussy like a hound. That's like, and then your life ends with nothing. Or you're like you're eating your ass off and you die of like a heart attack.
A gluttony?
Yeah, gluttony? Is that how you say?
Gluttony.
This pride? This pride? Where you when you're
pride kills people.
How?
It's a saying, pride kills people.
I mean, pride is not such a bad thing, but like
you too much pride is bad.
Yeah, you could get push away people with that.
No, you could all people die because of pride.
What, depression?
No,
pride. I think pride like, does cause depression. That's what I always thought.
No, it's like
you're like yeah, man. But you need to be pride is like being proud of something.
I think pride is a counter to depression.
Is it?
I don't know.
I mean, you're kind of right. Yeah, you're right. Because if you have like a purpose, you have too much pride.
Yeah, there's no depression.
Like you have a job. If you have a job and then you like it's like a job, yeah, like a really good job, like your first job.
When you have too much pride, people start fucking thinking you're a douchebag.
Yeah. Or something. Oh shit! This motherfucker came back. You get your car and get the fuck out of here. I did that once actually. I was that guy. I was. I know. Hold on. We're almost finished. So, we're gonna be okay. So a few more topics and that's it. Okay, so, like, oh wait. So with the sins. So what was that? There's shit. What was there?
Lust. Gluttony. Or gluttony. Gluttony. I don't know what it's called. Gluttony.
Yo, I don't even know them. I feel like I do though. So there's like pride, lust, envy. There's envy.
Envy.
Wrath, which is like anger, holding anger in. So there's envy, wrath, gluttony, whatever. Lust, I said. Mm-hmm. Lust.
There's wrath.
I said wrath.
Envy.
Envy, lust. Wrath, lust. Yo, I'm fucking wasted.
Envy, lust, gluttony, wrath.
Dude,
and pride.
Oh yeah, pride, that's five, so we need two more. Dude, what are the other ones? I really don't know. So
I don't know.
But yeah, that's just like those are bad things. There's like good things too. Charity, you know, giving someone less fortunate than you, or like giving something that has nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there? Dude, I didn't know charity as a virtue. But I think, but look at this. It's not only up to you reading to learn good values, but it's also up to your judgment as a like a human being. Like, you know, you have to know. It's embedded in you. Like, I mean, like, it's up to your parents to teach you those values.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's up to, like, some, look at this. For instance, like, your parents have to make a sacrifice to be religious or some kind of, they have to learn some kind of the virtues, the principles, and beliefs that give structures to people, like to humans, and that's what they have to give to their children.
Yeah.
They have to build them up, like, you know, like, even if it means they have to read the Bible to them, you know? Like, love is the most important element in
nature. Or they could send them to, like, a Catholic school or something.
Yeah, I don't really think that's it. That's a good solution.
Christian school, whatever it's called.
I mean, like, there's, like, prep schools other than, what's it called, religious schools.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, in a theological standpoint, it's good, but in a...
Didn't schools in America used to, like, the teacher used to, like, hit the children?
That's the Christian schools, you mean? I think they still do that
No,
shit.
They used to do that in every school here, like...
In the 70s, that's like 70s shit.
No, that's before 70s.
No, they still did that
like
in the 50s. 70s. No, they still did that shit in the 70s.
Like, hit them with the ruler.
The 70s were, like, maybe it was the 80s. I think the 80s, no. No, 70s were the last craziest years in America. I think 90s were assurance.
Hippies were what era? Like
60s? Late 60s too. And maybe beginning of 70s. But then that's it. What? What?
The towel film.
Oh. Scared the shit out of me, dude. Alright. So, to conclude above all, should we conclude it?
Yeah, it's getting late.
Alright, it is 11:19 p.m. in New York City. This has been Real Talk with the K Brothers, I'll say, for now. If I do apologize if we have offended anyone, but, you know, sometimes things...
We just speak what's on our mind.
Yeah, and we mean no disrespect to any... to anyone who... and I apologize for any ignorance if I've